Aldrich, 1868. To Aldrich, first part missing. These things will the consequences be ascribed to him. He might have done different. He ought to have done differently. His pride has never been fully subdued. It has controlled him. To a great extent, he has loved and lived for the approbation of the people. He has never felt as God would have him, regarding the exalted character of the work as well as its simplicity, which later was that which gave it its strength and power. Brother Aldrich, self and self-interest have been prominent with you. You have not been yet consecrated to the work. Your influence in the office has tended to weaken the desire for a growth in grace. You have not been right. In your business management, there is a shrewdness, but a lack of that principle underlying your actions which springs from disinterested benevolence, which God requires all his followers to possess. There is no prospect of the cause in Battle Creek flourishing as God would have it, while you and Brother Walker remain just as you are in connection with the work, and yet not consecrated to it. God will not suffer it. He will remove you from your positions unless you cease your worldly enterprises and engage in the work he has assigned you, unselfishly and with a deep and thorough interest. I wish, Brother Aldrich, I could make you see this matter in the light the Lord presented it to me. You should, in the fear of God, possess a discerning, understanding spirit in regard to those who do business with you. You could do this if you laid off your worldly responsibilities, served yourself less, and devoted your entire interest to the important work you have to perform. You should have a care and interest for all, while you have a special interest for some, especially widows, orphans, and the unfortunate. But, dear brother, there is a great mistake made in regard to your fine, tender, sensitive spirit. You can manifest this spirit, and frequently do, but it is natural for you to be unaccommodating, short, harsh, and overbearing. You need, I saw, converting, an entire transformation. Your pride, your set will, your love of gain must not be so indulged by you. Aldrich must die, and Jesus live in you, or it were better you acted no part in this cause. You have had influence over Brother Smith and nearly all the hands in the office. You talk, you reason, and build up a good conclusion upon false premises. Were the premises correct, all would be right, but there is the fault. These in the office should see and understand your true position, and stand upon their own judgment and not be warped by you. You have taken too much responsibility. You have not come right down to your brethren and said, "Let us counsel together." You have felt Aldrich's judgment and wisdom were all sufficient, and you have had matters very much your own way in almost everything you have undertaken. You have not judged the cause of the widow and the fatherless. You have not made their case a subject of special interest. This is the work for the one in your place. A stern businessman may be found anywhere to fill that position. But God does not want this. He requires a man of sanctified judgment and wisdom which emanate from him. He requires an unselfish man, a devotional, godly man who has no separate interest aside from this most solemn, important work. There has been selfishness exhibited in that office, which God despises. He will speak yet again, and if his voice is not heard, he will then come closer. He will scatter those who are still clinging to their selfish acts. He will reprove as he did those who made the temple, which should be devoted to a sacred use, a place of merchandise. He will overthrow these speculations, and will make clean and thorough work if the place of these who now occupy responsible positions are made vacant. It is faithfulness God requires. A man who is unselfish, a man who will be interested to help the widow and the fatherless, a man whose whole soul is astir within him for the good of others, whose happiness consists in making them happy, and who will judge unselfishly, who will not retain feelings which bias the judgment and affect the course of action.